You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
G'day and welcome to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Today we are talking mock draft. We're going through the second half of the first round. Let's go!
Jordan, open! Chicago with the lead!
Not a game, we talking about practice.
LeBron James with no regard for human life. He's responsible!
Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang!
Curry for three. Wow! Unbelievable! Making it rain in New York.
We the North are now we the champions.
Not the destination.
G'day and welcome again to the Ball Boys Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, Mitch Casey, and you can find me on Twitter at BallBoysNBA. And you can also find our friend Callum Mack, probably not on Twitter, but you'll find him around Brisbane, here to help me. How are you, man?
Yeah, doing well. We just obviously went through the number 1 to 14, the lottery picks.
Yes, yes we have.
I'm actually really happy with how everything landed as a franchise owner. I was quite content with my picks. I'm stoked.
Yeah. So if you haven't checked out that podcast or that video, if you're on YouTube, we'll probably leave a link up the top of the video there, or you can also find it in the feed. Probably check that out before you watch this one. But we are going to pick right back up where we left off with pick number 15. It's on to me. So selecting for the Charlotte Hornets again. Who just recently, who did we select for the Charlotte Hornets? Oh, that's right. Tari Eason was our selection at pick 13. So at pick number 15, I'm looking for someone, maybe I'm looking for someone with a bit more shooting upside after selecting a big guy, maybe a bit more of a guard here. I know Charlotte, we always pigeonhole them with the center spot. I'm tempted to sort of select a center here because they haven't really found the solution for that just yet.
Look, they did invest a lot in last year's draft.
I know.
They picked up Kai Jones, I think it was the 11th pick, and then they got JT Thor around the 20s. And I would like to think one of those guys do work out. I was more high actually on JT Thor personally. I thought Kai Jones had bust potential written all over him, but they're both so young.
Yeah.
So I understand it's still a need for them in the short term, but they may have already got their long-term solution.
Yeah, so I'm a bit torn about where to go here. I think in terms of my best player available, I'm going to go with that player, I think. I think it's obviously, honestly, I think it's a pretty shitty place to draft. I think there's a bit of a drop-off after the top 13 or 14 players. You know, there's kind of like a blanket you can throw off a few of these guys, especially a lot of the wings at this point in the draft. There's a lot of guys that have, you know, good 3-and-D potential. But I'm going to go with my personal favorite of all of them, and that is Malachi Branham from Ohio State, who I think is probably one of the best wing guys on this draft class. 6'5". He's got a brilliant shooting stroke, great in terms of the mid-range pull-up. I think he's got good potential in defense. He's not the most athletic guy, but I think he's got enough athleticism to get himself by. He plays it at sort of his own tempo, so I think that he is someone who I'm going to select here just to add to the mix and have a bit more shooting on this roster. What are your thoughts about Malachi Brennan?
Definitely a great shooter. Shot 42.5% from the 3-point line in college this season. Only 19 years of age, so he's got a fair way to go. I do like his shot technique as well.
He looks nice, doesn't
probably,
he?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that probably does need to work on a lot of aspects. And that's what you get with this kind of range. And a shooting guard, they did get Bouknight last draft. Still early. I still think he could be a good spark plug, probably off the bench is what he's kind of tailored for. But that being said, this guy's more of a specialist and does always fit a need.
Yeah, I mean, I think he can be a little bit more than like a specialist. I maybe even see him maybe a bit better than a Bouknight. I know I wasn't the biggest Bouknight fan to begin with, but I kind of see him the way that Bouknight was supposed to be, although maybe probably a similar level. So it's sort of, I guess, a bit of insurance in case one of them doesn't work out. So, you know, you've got that sort of spark plug off the bench initially, and maybe he can take over a Terry Rozier once he sort of ages out of this roster, or a Gordon Hayward, you know, if he obviously, whenever he does injure himself and you need a bit more shooting on the court, you know, you can play a player like Malachi to help LaMelo Ball out with a bit of spacing. So, yeah, and to me, I think he's the best player available, although, like I said, I could throw a blanket over for all of these guys. Let's move on to pick number 16.
All right, pick 16 is the Atlanta Hawks. Obviously, I have my core piece in Trae Young. I do have John Collins still in a pretty big contract. Has been waived in trade talks. I'm maybe active in trades this year, considering I did have a pretty disappointing season. I still have Clint Capella. I do probably view DeAndre Hunter and Onyeka Okongwu as more of my future in terms of my young core. So I kind of am considering all these things with this pick.
They're a tough team, in my opinion, in terms of like where they go, because they're deep, but they're deep with a lot of similar level talent.
Yeah, because like you have your Kevin Schurters and you got Bogdanovich as well. You got Danilo Gallinari, who's just another year older, plays that power forward position.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to go with kind of like a defensive guy here, someone that can come off the bench while spreading the court, a good prowess. I'm going to take EJ Liddell. I had him on my big board.
Your boy.
I do like EJ Liddell.
Yeah, I know you love him. I reckon this is early my
intensity.
Guy.
He's great. He can do everything, just not really score in the post, but can pass out of the post quite nicely, can hit the three. He averaged something like 2.4 blocks a game at college, the master of the chase down block. Big frame, a lot of utility and what you can put in, where you can't. So I think he's just kind of a good fit for this team for that reason.
I will say this about EJ Liddell. He reminds me the potential of him, at least. Like I said, I like the idea of EJ Liddell. Whether or not it works out in reality, yet to be seen. But we saw in the playoffs this year, especially in the Eastern Conference, when you've got someone like Giannis, who's going to be the number one player for the next 10 years, you need those big bodies that you can throw in front of him that are versatile, that can, you know, move and shuffle their feet. We saw success with someone like Grant Williams, you know, someone like Al Horford, those kind of size players that are strong enough to hold their ground, but also quick enough to stay in front of Giannis. And I think EJ Liddell has the potential to be a player like that. Obviously, I don't see his offense translating as much to the NBA, but he won't be required to do that on a team like Atlanta. So I don't mind it. I do think that they do have someone that might already be able to do that in a Jalen Johnson, who I've got some high hopes for. But again, you can never have too many eggs in the one basket, especially unproven baskets. So I don't hate the pick. He's been projected a fair bit lower than this. I'm probably more in line with the way you're thinking. I actually think he's sort of like a top 20. Sort of top 22 level talent. But I've seen a lot of big boards have him like sort of at the end of the first round, some even in the second round. But I actually think that he's got a lot of, especially for those Eastern Conference teams, a lot of value in the league at the moment, especially if he can work out.
You're right. As a manager, I am taking the Giannis effect into mind. I have to go through him in the East to make it through. I think EJ Liddell is a good fit to at least build a bit of a wall in front of him.
Yeah, and he can step in right away. He's an older guy. He's physically mature, so he can be someone that can have impact straight away. So I like it for that reason. Let's move on to pick number 17. All right, this is a pretty easy pick for me here. I'm the Houston Rockets. I need upside. There's one guy staring at me in the face who has probably got the highest upside for this entire draft. And so with the 17th pick, I am selecting Usman Dieng of the New Zealand Breakers. We had the opportunity to see this guy play live. Unfortunately, it was one of the earlier games in the season when he was still getting himself acclimated into the NBL. Had a bit of a breakout or semi-breakout the second half of the season, sort of after things slowed down a bit for him. He's someone that my concerns are his aggressiveness and his, for lack of a better term, Mamba mentality. He seems a little bit passive, a little bit quiet. I wonder if that's him just, you know, playing a role on a professional team that, you know, obviously he's not on a college team and there's, you know, players getting paid, they're trying to win a championship, even though they probably weren't, and that showed itself towards the end of the season. So going to a team like Houston Rockets, he might have a bit more opportunity to just go out and do his thing. They're not obviously trying to make the playoffs, I don't think, next year. So a player like Usman Dieng might be able to showcase a little bit more than he did in the NBL. But obviously, 6'9", 7'2" wingspan, has passer skills, has ball handling skills, shows flashes as a scorer, able to stay in front of guards on the defensive side of the ball. So there's a lot of upside there. So I'm taking the swing on Usman Dieng for the Houston Rockets.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's a good pick. I like it. A lot of upside. We did see him live, as you mentioned. A player that probably doesn't love a whole lot of contact.
Yeah.
Never really got into the paint a lot, but can shoot over people and can also pass pretty well. Like you can do some pretty good screens and he'll find the pick and pop or pick and roll guy quite nicely with that, yep, that height at 6'10". So I do like it for the Houston Rockets.
It's a bit of a spoiler, a warning for our previous podcast, although if you haven't, go check it out now. I did draft Chet Holmgren for this team at pick number 3. So I'm lacking a bit of strength in my team at the moment, but I am hopeful that with the timeline, these boys can get in the gym and they can put on a bit of size. I'm always someone that's a bit optimistic with players' ability to do that. So I don't see a frame in him that he's going to struggle to put on size. Maybe like a Chet Holmgren might struggle. I think he can definitely fill out a little bit more than someone like Chet. So I'm not too concerned from that point of view. Let's move on to pick number 18. All right, Chicago Bulls, who you got, Cal?
Right, Chicago Bulls, the injury-ridden Chicago Bulls.
Yeah. Rough go of it last year.
Look, good roster, though. They got their corner pieces in DeMar, who's still got another couple years in his contract. The big question mark actually surrounding this team is Zach LaVine. He is an unrestricted free agent. He could leave. We don't know this yet, right? Like, I guess. I'd say I put my money that he doesn't.
I would assume he doesn't, but it is a good point you raise. They do have to be aware.
He could
of
leave.
It.
Maybe he's like, I don't want to be a number two of DeMar, or maybe he's just kind of like, you know what, I could do better maybe next to Embiid or someone more of a big in terms of that. So you never really know for certain what's going to happen. So look, that being taken in consideration as the owner, the executive right now for the Bulls, I kind of think I want maybe a bit more of an insurance policy behind Lonzo and Caruso, the injury that did happen last season. I'm going to go with Ty Washington Jr.
Yeah, okay.
I do like what he brings. He's a point guard, gets people involved. He is listed as 6'4" here. I'm not too sure if he's that tall. But
he doesn't look that tall, does he? He looks a bit shorter than that to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought he's 6'4", but that being said, he's pretty crafty, finds the open guy. He's not like outrageously quick or anything like that, but I think he's just a solid kind of point guard that can run a team. And I think Kobe White is more that, you know, bench scorer. I don't think he runs a team as a point guard. And that being said, likewise for Caruso. Caruso's a defensive specialist who plays better guarding the other team's point guard while not really running the plays through him, even though he can be quite a good facilitator and passer. You don't want to run your team through him. So I think Ty Washington Jr. is a good fit. And even alongside someone like an Ayu Dosunmu, who was one of my guys last year, he's more of the shooting guard as well. So I think the point guard duties does make sense. So I'm happy to take Ty.
Yeah, I don't mind. I think I've got him around in this range kind of area. I see him as kind of like a low upside, but a high floor kind of selection. He's a good shooter. He's a good playmaker. He's limited upside, you know, due to his athleticism, and I think he's got a shorter wingspan. He can't really guard up, I don't think, which is where I think he'll struggle. But when you've got players like Caruso and Lonzo, you can kind of fill that need, and I think on this kind of a team, it works well. So don't mind it at all. Let's go to pick number 19. The Minnesota Timberwolves. Now, obviously, they made the playoffs this year. They've got a cornerstone piece in Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns. So you've got your offense kind of sorted for this team. So I think they are looking for a bit of defense. So for that reason, I'm going to be going in the wing territory. They've got a bit of a gap at the three spot, which I think this player can fill. So I'm going to be selecting Marjon Beauchamp from the G League Ignite. I like this player. I like his athleticism and his upside on the defensive side of the court. I think he's got a bit of shooting upside. I don't mind his stroke. I think he can definitely develop into a competent three-point shooter. You know, he played obviously alongside a few other guys in Dyson Daniels and Jaden Hardy, who is obviously yet to be drafted by us. But so a couple of high usage guys. So he's used to doing that. And then on this Timberwolves team, he's going to have to do that with the likes of Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns and Russell there as well for that matter. So I'm selecting Marjon Beauchamp here. Pretty happy with a defensive wing with a bit of athleticism and scoring upside for the future here. What are your thoughts on Beauchamp?
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well. Just kind of like that scoring wing. Also great defensive prowess, 1.6 steals. Rebounds the ball quite well as well. You could potentially have some smaller lineups there with him kind of moving and shifting to the four. Plays of a lot of intensity.
Yeah, cool. I think that sums about very nice. Let's move on to pick number 20.
All right, so now I get to have a stab at what the San Antonio Spurs would pick. I'm just going to double check who you selected there.
I selected the big man Jalen Duren with their pick. I think it was pick number 9 from memory. Yes, Jalen Duren went to the Spurs. Yep.
It's a shame because I probably was looking at a big on my big board next.
There is a big guy slipping who, yeah.
And I think he would have been a good fit there too, but yeah. I don't really want to double it up there.
I probably wouldn't if I were you, but I mean, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of guys.
Kind of scoring guard. Maybe as well. I think this team does need more scoring. I just got another kind of defensive guy.
I got a guy for you.
In the lottery. I'm considering Blake Wesley, but I'm open to suggestions. Do you have anyone else?
Oh, well, no. You do you, and I'll say after who I would have picked.
I also actually kind of like this pick, actually. I'm going to go with Bryce McGowan's.
Oh, okay.
I like Bryce McGowan's.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's got good upside.
He does. I think he has
I love his shooting kind of form. He right now he's listed as 6'6". He's quite skinny. Probably needs to put on a bit of weight.
Good wingspan.
Great wingspan.
He's long.
I do actually quite like his skill set. I think he is a bit more of an investment. And I do think with that youth kind of center they have in the San Antonio Spurs, I will be able to make this guy hit his peak performance. So I'm actually quite happy with this pick in Bryce McGowan's. We know, I don't know what you had on your big board, but he was actually rising a minor fair bit. And we know after last year with Josh Primo being selected, San Antonio Spurs, they pick who they think is the best prospect. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Bryce McGowan's.
Bryce McGowan's. Not the guy that I would have gone, but I similar vein in the kind of guy that I was going for. I'm a little bit concerned about his shot selection and his defense as well. I think I'm actually really concerned about his defense. But in terms of, you know, potential to be, you know, like a 20 points per game scorer, he's right up there with any guy left on this draft class. So, yeah, I don't mind it, especially with the Spurs timeline. I think it's not a bad selection. Similar kind of vein that I was thinking. I was looking at like maybe like a Jaden Hardy as that kind of a guy, which is again very similar to the kind of ilk of McGowan, who I might have had slightly ahead of him, but yeah, similar sort of thing. So let's move on to pick number 21. All right, the Denver Nuggets. Obviously, you've got Jokic there. You've got Jamal Murray coming back. You've got Michael Porter Jr. hopefully coming back and being healthy. So you've got a good core nucleus there. You know, you've drafted someone like Bones Highland last year, who I actually really do like. He's got good range, good ability as a shooter. So you've got some decent shooting on this team. You might need a little bit more defense. So I'm taking that into consideration. All right, I'm just going to go the best guy I think is available. I think he does fit a few of those needs. He's a ball mover. He's got some playmaking upside. He's a good defender. I like the shot potential. So I'm going to go with Blake Wesley here for the Denver Nuggets. 6'5" shooting guard out of Notre Dame. I think he's, look, there's a big run of guards, wing type players with him, McGowan's, someone like a Jaden Hardy, who we just mentioned before, someone like a Malachi Brennan, who we drafted earlier, Ashai Ajibaji, all these kind of guys, Marjon Brochamp, all these guys are kind of clumped together in this sort of area. So I'm going to take who I think is the next best dude, and that's Blake Wesley for me. What are your thoughts on Blake Wesley?
I almost picked him up this Spurs last pick.
Yeah.
I did consider him. I think he's a good scorer. I think he's quite athletic, explosive, also quite a skinny kind of frame, but I do like what he does bring. He cuts quite nicely, can finish very well, and would fit quite nicely next to your cornerstone in Nikola Jokic. Yeah.
I think he's probably a safer pick than a McGowan's, but maybe not quite the upside, but probably not far off the upside. I think they're not too far away from each other. All right, let's move on to pick number 22.
Look, there's someone sliding here. I think I'm just going to have to pick him. It's a good pick. I think this team is super, super deep. And the one position maybe they could fill or even just have a bit of a prospect is that center spot.
Yeah.
And it's because Steven Adams has only got one more year on his contract. I wouldn't put money on them re-signing when he gets back. If they do, it's going to be in a much more money-friendly deal. I can't believe he's getting paid $18 million.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? It's like that old school. Yeah,
he led the league in offensive rebounds. He makes people work that end. In the regular season, he can be quite annoying to verse. So I guess that's why he's making his money. But that being said, I think as a bit of an insurance policy for that position, I'm going to go with Mark Williams.
Yeah,
I think Mark Williams is the best guy on the board right now.
Yeah,
he has slid, and in terms of what the Grizzlies need, they're so deep, and it's probably just the center spot. And this has upside as well. He's 6'10", long, good defensive prowess. I do like Mark Williams' fit with the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I like it too. I think, you know, when you've got someone like a Jaren Jackson there, you can afford to take someone who's maybe not quite a floor spacer or a stretcher, but, you know, he's got that vertical spacing. He's probably one of the most impactful guys right away, and he's still young. So in terms of the Grizzlies, who obviously were competing for the championship this year, he's someone who can help your roster immediately, but also sort of fit that young timeline as well. So I think it's a great selection. And if I was the Grizzlies and I had Mark Williams fall to me, I'd be stoked. I'd be really quite happy with that one. So let's move on to pick 23. Pick number 23, the Brooklyn Nets. So this is where things for me start to thin out a little bit. I'm probably just going to go with best player available here. You know, the Brooklyn Nets, there's a lot of question marks. Like, is Kyrie Irving even going to be back on this team? What the hell's going on with Ben Simmons? Kevin Durant, he's getting up there in age. Like, I don't know what's going on with this team. They were swept by the mighty Boston Celtics in the playoffs this year. So, I don't know. Maybe they blow it up soon. I don't know. Who knows? I don't think they're going to do that. But it could change dramatically if Kyrie Irving goes somewhere else. And who knows what that man's thinking. So I'm going to take the best player available, in my opinion. That is Jaden Hardy. So that's going to be where I go. Kind of feels like I'm doubling down on the same guy that they picked last year. Remind me his name. Who was he? Cam Thomas. At the end of the first round.
Cam Thomas. I feel like the spark plug scorer, can do it himself kind of guy.
I feel like they're kind of similar players, but yeah, now I'm doubting myself. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. Jaden Hardy, I think he's the best player available. And I think that if everything goes tits up in Brooklyn and you know, you lose some of your players, you at least got some high upside guys. He's still quite young. I think he's probably maybe a better prospect than Cam Thomas. There's a little bit more than Cam does, has a bit of playmaking, not quite just the chucker that Cam Thomas is. So I think it is an improvement from that point of view. So that's where I'm going with this pick. Jaden Hardy. What are your thoughts?
Look, I'm actually quite still high on Cam Thomas. It's interesting to have these two guys together. Yeah. So many bucket getters. I would rate Cam Thomas above him, considering how he just tore up the summer league. But that can be deceiving. You should never really go on someone who does that, can't do you? So yeah, look, Hardy's a good prospect. Absolute bucket getter, this guy.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, he was a much higher ranked prospect going into the year before the G League obviously season started. Lots of question marks about his efficiency and his defense. So very similar concerns with someone like a Cam Thomas. But I think he was ranked. I think he was top three or top four going into the season, you know, by some of the big boards in terms of ESPN and things like that. So he's fallen a fair way, but he was there for a reason. He still has upside, and I think he can do better than a lot of these other guys. So let's move on to pick 24.
Okay, pick 24 just got eliminated in the Milwaukee Bucks. So I'm kind of
thinking, they did.
Bit of a sour taste in my mouth. I'm probably thinking if I had Chris Middleton, I'd still be in it. But look, injuries do happen. I still have a great core. I did have Brook Lopez out for the vast majority of this season with some back issues. So maybe I'm thinking about that in terms of a good piece that could play a bit of center. Serge Ibaka, who I traded for, is a free agent. So he could be leaving me. So maybe I am looking there. The highest guy in the center position right now is probably Kessler.
He kind of feels like a Brook Lopez as well. He kind of gives me Brook Lopez vibes. It's a good replacement.
But you know what? I'm going to go with someone who maybe could play a bit of small ball, athletic, can run, plays with speed, good fit for this team, Kendall Brown.
Yeah, okay. Kendall Brown, very athletic.
From Baylor, I think fits what my team is currently built for. Can play defense. Super, super athletic, this guy. When he jumps, he gets up there. I can see him running the court with Giannis and definitely throwing some dunks down. Good wingspan on him as well. I like this fit, and I do think Kendall Brown could be sliding too late in this draft, personally.
Yeah, I'm a little bit lower on Kendall Brown than it sounds like you are. I mean, he's kind of in like the late part of the first round for me. There's a couple of guys that I've got a tier above him, but it's not anything huge. We are getting to the point in the draft where I'm sort of throwing darts on the dartboard. I think there's another big clump coming up. So I don't hate it. I think obviously the upside is there. He's a young prospect. He's obviously a freshman coming out of Baylor. And he's a high feel kind of player. And those guys are always pretty good to have around your roster. He's got a good IQ. And he doesn't need the ball in his hands to be effective. So in a team that's dominated by Giannis, I think that is something that you need. But maybe it's different when Middleton is back, but maybe someone with a bit more offense I might have liked than a Kendall Brown, but I guess, you know, he's not going to be contributing in anything meaningful, at least early on, with a Bucks team that's obviously contending for the championship year in, year out with Giannis on your team. So, again, don't mind it. Maybe had a couple guys ahead, but we're sort of at that point in the draft, and then we'll move on to the next pick. Pick number, where are we up to? Pick number 25. Pick number 25, we're back with the Spurs. They seem to have a lot of bloody picks in this draft.
Yeah, three first-round picks.
Three first-round picks. Remind me, who did you pick for? You went McGowan last pick, is that right?
I did go McGowan, the kind of athletic shooting guard that is a bit of a prospect.
Yeah, I think I know where I'm going with this pick, and it's going to be good old classic Spurs here. I'm going to go with Nikola Jovic, not to be confused with Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jovic, who is, I believe, is he Serbian?
He is Serbian, yeah.
He's 6'10", small forward, power forward. He's grown up being a bit of a point guard, so he's got a good handle on him. He's a bit skinnier. He can move quite well. A lot of concerns on the defensive side of the court. Shot is coming along. He's not a knockdown shooter, but it's coming along. But I think in the Spurs system, he'll get some good development. And obviously, he's got that European flavor. Not to sort of sell out and draft the foreign guy for the Spurs, but I do think that he's probably one of the higher upside guys left on the board. So that's where I'm going. Nikola Jovic, what are your thoughts on the Serb?
I think it fits well with the prospects we've gotten so far from Sweden. Jalen Duren before we did end up picking McGowan. So And we have to get someone that's international, right, for the Spurs.
I think it's in the bylaws. I think it's.
I do have a lot of concerns for this man's defense.
Yeah,
but he will spread the court really nicely. He can hit the three, so maybe it's just something. If his offense is switching, if it's clicking that night, then you just kind of run it with him. Some shades of Danilo Gallinari, maybe, in terms of just from that aspect as a bit of a shooter, 6 foot yeah. 10. Doesn't really bring much on defense.
I get like a Darius Saric kind of vibe.
Saric
maybe,
as well.
Maybe a little bit more mobile.
He can
pass
too, so he can just get that rebound and drive it up the court, find the open shooter, which does work quite nicely. So I should have probably considered him a bit more with my Milwaukee Bucks pick on the 24. That would have potentially worked too, but I like him falling here. I think this is the range for him.
Yeah, and I feel okay drafting. Like obviously I drafted Jalen Duren earlier in the draft, who's obviously a defensive kind of player. So I'm going a little bit more upside playmaking and sort of banking on that defensive anchor to sort of cover up some of the deficiencies from a player like Jovic, and hopefully he can become somewhat serviceable on that end of the court, and he's not a complete liability. All right, let's move on to the next pick. Pick number 26.
All right, I'm picking for the Dallas Mavericks here, 26. Got my guy, Luka. I'm just in the conference finals right now, maybe the finals. We'll see.
Depending when you're listening, yeah.
Outside of that, I've got locks, obviously, for Jalen Brunson. Spencer Dinwiddie is my bench scorer. I guess outside of that, Dorian Finney-Smith. I could potentially go for maybe a big here, or I just find maybe another kind of shooting do-it-all guy that could work next to Luka. Has to be someone that fits with Luka. I think that's the most important piece here.
Yeah. You're building around Luka. Yeah, it gets a bit rough at this point of the draft. I'm starting to struggle with players that I'm confident in. There's a big glut of guys here.
I'm going to end up going with a guy who has slid up my draft board recently. He can do everything in Christian Braun.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
He's great. He played for Kansas. He can just do everything. He's sneaky athletic. He can shoot. He can drive and kick, find the open man. He's a guy that can just do it all. And I think when you put that kind of high IQ player with a Luka, obviously I can see him kind of coming off the bench there and just putting some valuable minutes in. So I do like that pick.
Yeah, 6'7", 21 years old, so you'd hope he's ready to compete right away. I don't mind the pick at all. I think they're kind of a tough team, the Dallas Mavericks, so the more of those sort of wing guys you can bring on that board, you can't really go wrong there. Let's move on to the next pick, pick number 27. All right, pick number 27. I'm selecting for the Miami Heat. At this spot, I'm starting to think about some insurance for someone like a Kyle Lowry, someone to maybe supersede a Jimmy Butler. They're both aging prospects, someone who I can play alongside, someone like a Tyler Hero, maybe someone with a bit of size, a bit of length. So what I'm considering, one of the highest guys left on my board, as I'm just scrolling down here, I'm going to be selecting Ryan Rollins is my dude here. I like this guy. He's a combo guard, not quite your pure point guard, but he's got some good shot creation mechanics. He's nice and long and lanky. He's got the tools to be a decent defender. Hasn't quite shown it just yet, but I think he's someone who can sort of either play that six man or contribute off the bench kind of role and be a bit of a spark plug for your offense and not be a complete liability on the defensive end. So I like Ryan Rollins here as sort of one of my best players available, and I think he fits a good need on this team at the guard position. What are your thoughts on Ryan Rollins? Is he someone you've looked into much? I guess he's kind of coming up the boards recently, a little bit lesser known than some of the other guys.
I'm not too familiar with Ryan Rollins, so I'll have to add him to my list to see where I kind of land with him, but I'll take your word for it.
He plays for a mid-major college, so obviously he didn't make the tournament, didn't get a lot of buzz from that there, but he is someone who, on the eye test, ticks a lot of boxes, and I think he's probably getting unfairly punished for the competition he was playing, but he put up some decent stats, and I like the fluidity in the way he moves. So that's where I'm going here. Maybe someone for you listeners to maybe research and see if you can get him. I actually had him a little bit further up, higher on my board, with what I've seen so far. So happy with my selection here. Let's move on to pick number 28. All right, who you got here?
Golden State Warriors. Who do they need right now?
Another Steph Curry? That might help.
I think I'm just going to keep it pretty simple here. He's a good prospect. I need some more depth at the center position. I'm going to go with Walker Kessler, the big German. Yep. It's shot blocker. Obviously a role player. He just comes in to shop, to block shots. Specialist, can rebound. He's a big body. At 7 foot, he's also got kind of nice kind of post moves. You feed it into him, he's got reasonable footwork to really put it away. I think this kind of fits their probably a need that they probably require right now.
Yeah, I think they still need a bit of insurance for someone like James Wiseman, who, you know, we didn't see this year, obviously. Injury concerns over there, you know, skill concerns there as well. but I think, yeah, you can never have too much defense. It does go a little bit against the Golden State Warriors theme of playing small ball, but, you know, it's good to have a bit of versatility in your team. And if you
start a center, and they may very well just probably go up more of a prospect, and you can always find a guy like that in free agency. There is interest to Golden State. But that being said, I kind of like the fit for him on my team right now, so I'll take Kessler.
He was obviously very impactful in college, and he's someone who can probably contribute right away, one of the best shot blockers in college. So I do think that he is someone who can contribute to a winning team straight away. You know, you have those questions about those tall centers who are maybe not the most mobile, but at this point in the draft, you can't really be choosing, you know, beggars can't be choosers at this point, so don't mind it at all. Let's move on to my last pick number 29. All right, pick number 29, the Memphis Grizzlies on the board.
I'll just remind you, at 22, they did pick up a steal in Mark Williams, who fell to 22,
right.
So a good center there. So it's a tough... there's not many necessities for this team now.
Yeah, man, they're a hard team to draft. They've actually got a lot of good players on their roster. So I'm going to... Maybe similar to what they did last year, except... much later in the draft. I'm going to go for a bit of an upside play here, and I'm going to go with Patrick Baldwin Jr., who was projected a lot higher than this before the season, played absolutely horrible for, I think it was his dad who was the coach.
He played for his dad in Milwaukee, and it didn't go very well.
Did not go very well.
He's a guy that just can't really create his shot too well and didn't shoot it too.
Yeah.
But if you surround him with players that can really get him some shots, I think he could be quite useful.
Yeah, so you're hoping between him and Zaire Williams, you know, maybe one of them hits, right? You've got a couple of high upside guys at that four position. You know, you don't have to worry about creating your own shot when you've got someone like Ja Morant on your team. He can get you some open looks. You can just concentrate on knocking them down. He's got a good stroke. That's obviously the big draw card on him, 6'9". Strokes it really nice. So that's where I'm going to go with this pick and just cross my fingers and hope that it works out. So Patrick Baldwin Jr. All right, let's move on to the final pick of the first round. Take us home, Mikael.
Last pick of the first round. It is the Oklahoma City Thunder with yet another pick. I'm probably just going to go for a bit of a stash here. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. And there's a guy on my list. I'm trying to find him. Here he is. Super athletic, Gabriel Procida.
Oh, okay.
If you haven't looked into him, I would recommend you do. He can jump to the roof for sure. Can do a bit of everything. I like his prospect. He's right now he's playing overseas. I think it's in Spain, and he'll stay there for maybe one or two more seasons. But I think in terms of a bit of an upside pick, just leave him over there to get a few more minutes and just kind of work on his skills. But I do like what he could be in terms of at this point you're looking for probably like a nice role player. I think he could be that in today's NBA.
I like it. A little bit off my board. I'll have to do a bit of research into old Gabrielle there and see
man,
what he was.
Athletic.
What's like, that? Yeah.
He can jump. He can shoot. He can do a bit of everything. Pass, drive.
And you
six
say
6'7". He's like good size on him as well.
Where's he playing for? He's
he's in Spain. It says Spain. Fortito Bologna. So
yep.
Spanish team.
Interesting. I like it. I mean, I think it's if you can get a high upside prospect and sort of stash him for a little while, you've got a lot of talent that you need to give minutes still. So there's not enough minutes for everyone on this team. So if you can develop him somewhere else and do that, I think that's a decent move for this OKC Thunder. That will do it for us today, guys. Let us know what you think about our mock draft and let us know what you think about the mock lottery yesterday. If you enjoyed the video, please give it a thumbs up. We've got lots more draft content coming your way. Soon we'll be talking from a bit more of a fan point of view, what we think the best prospects are to draft for your dynasty team and for maybe your redraft teams next year and for years to come. So thank you again for listening. Drop the thumbs up, like we said before. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you rate us over on iTunes, and we will see you guys next time. Laters.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.